Good morning and Merry Christmas. Thanks to Jim Etzcorn, Kenny Kim Johnson, Charlie McUnis, Winnie Montag, and John Yuki for their continued assistance with our Zoom part of our service. Our 2023 annual meeting is Sunday, January 8th. It will be immediately following our worship service. If you are unable to attend the meeting in person, please email me here at my church email address, the word present, so that we can include you in our quorum count. Cabinet officers and ministry chairpersons, please email me your 2022 annual report by a week from tomorrow, that's Monday, January 2nd, so that we can get them prepared and out to everyone in advance of the meeting. 2023 offering envelopes are available for pickup. If you need me to deliver yours to you, please let me know. I'll be happy to do that. As we begin our worship, I invite those of you who are here in person to get up and walk about and greet everyone else who is here. And those of you at home, please unmute yourselves so we can say hello to you as well. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning, Eileen.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
As we begin our worship, I invite those of you who are at home to again mute yourselves, and we will begin our worship with the ringing of our church bell. Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and hand and voice. Listen now to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and his is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Let us pray. Gracious God, we gather today to worship you on Christmas Day, to speak and sing words of thanksgiving for all of your gifts. The gift of the Christ child and his gifts of hope, joy, peace, and love. We also ask this day that you teach us to be people, to be the people you call us to be. We pray that we always seek your guidance in all things and your presence in all places. We pray that you help us to live out the example of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please join with me in reading the affirmation as it is printed in the bulletin. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Amen. Be seated.
Thank you.
On this Christmas day, I invite you all to join me in the unison pastoral prayer. Gracious God, we lift up our words of prayer with confidence that they will be heard, as you are ever present with us. Hear our words of joy as we lift up our celebrations. Hear our words of concern as we journey with those who struggle with illness, loss, and life's difficult transition. Pray these things this day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Because we are blessed, we share our gifts. At this time, we will take our morning offering. Generous God, you have given us life, the presence of the Spirit, and the gift of Jesus. We too give and ask your blessing on these our gifts. Amen. Please be seated. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and can be found in the Pew Bible on page 862. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. Without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. May God's blessing be on the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of this God's word. Amen. As is our tradition on the Sunday following Christmas Eve, we have a carol sing. So that's what we're going to do here for a little while. If everybody that's here picks 7, we'll still be done in about 4 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. For those of you at home, I hope you enjoy this. I wish there was some way we could make it easy for you to communicate with us. Although maybe, I don't know, I guess we could unmute them and they could shout at us. If you want to unmute yourselves at home and shout out, you can. But I'm open now for requests. Yes, Kim. Does anyone else have a request? Yes, Judy. 150, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Like to go next? Yes, Kirsten.
164, good Christian friends rejoice.
164, good Christian friends rejoice. Someone else? Yes, Sean.
161.
That's what I was going to pick. So there we go. 161. I wonder as I wander.
As I wander out under the sky.
Yes, Judy.
155,
Angels We Have Heard on High. Someone else have one. Yes, Jason.
162, what child is this?
162, what child is this? Is there anything from somebody at home on Zoom? Anybody waving at us? No? Do you have another one, Kim?
How about 163, infant holy, infant lowly?
163, infant holy, infant lowly. Yes, John, go ahead.
104.
104? Of the Father's love begotten.
Number 160, Aloha Rose has air blooming.
160. Lo, howe'er a rose e'er blooming. How about 165, Once in Royal David City? Yes, Judy?
151, the first Noel.
151, the first Noel. We do have a request from the Zoom folk. It's 119, O Come Emmanuel.
That was Angels We Have Heard on High.
So you want to do that again? Angels We Have Heard on High? We already did that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. About 153, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear.
153, it came upon a midnight clear. How about 170, how great our joy? Yes, John.
169,
just on the other side of the book. Oh, thou joyful. Well, let's conclude then with There's a Song in the Air, number 159. I close our time together on this beautiful Christmas morning with our benediction. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God's kindness be upon you and give you peace. Amen.